to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking for it. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
Directions. Add 3 cans of water. Doesn't even say what size cans.
What about the one in your hand?
Oh, that can. Shouldn't I rinse it out first?
Oh, baby, give me that can.
Now, I have to learn to do these things myself. All my friends say the way to get a guy is to really know how to cook.
I know, honey, but they weren't talking about food.
Okay, you can make the juice and I'll make the potato salad.
If this is my dinner, I think I'll go next door and beg for food.
Don't worry, Squirt. It's for Dad's stakeout.
Well, I sure hope for his sake he's staking out in a restaurant.
No!
Either your father's home or the MGM line has a toothache. Did you bellow?
Where are my shirts?
Well, don't look now, but there's one under your tie.
I'm looking for the blue one with the little initials on the pocket.
Oh, that one. It's in the laundry. But if you want, I can write Carl all over that one with my Bic.
Oh, never mind. The guys will be here any time.
Hey, Chief, come on. Tell me about the stakeout tonight.
Nothing special, just routine.
Oh, yeah? Well, since when is it routine for the chief of police to go on a stakeout? Come on, tell me.
You know, a lot of women have been robbed lately in the local laundromat.
I know. They charge you a quarter for 10 minutes.
Well, this is serious. Last night, this scum beat this 75-year-old woman unconscious with her own umbrella.
What? Well, I would stick that umbrella in that scum's ear, and then I would open it up.
Well, we gotta stop him now, before he kills somebody. That's why I'm staking out this laundromat tonight, using one of my men as a decoy.
Wait, I thought you said that they were only interested in little old ladies.
That's why I got these.
You're gonna look just like Bo Derek.
It's not for me. It's for one of my men.
Well, hold on 1 minute. I got something that'll make it really authentic. Hold on.
Katie?
Yeah, Dad?
Those sandwiches about ready?
Sandwiches?
Yeah, you know, 2 pieces of bread with something in between to break the monotony. You said you were gonna make them for us?
Oh, yeah, okay, Dad. Let me just get some packed up.
Here. You can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. See if you can rinse them out for me while you're down there.
Well, a policeman's work is never done. Oh, that must be the guys. Come on in, fellas.
Hey, Carl.
Hi, Jerry.
O'Neil. Evening, sir.
Baxter, no saluting when we're working undercover.
Right, then maybe we should get a password.
The password, Baxter, is shut up.
That'll work.
Now, this is Officer Tom Baxter.
Ma'am, may I say it's been a pleasure working under your husband.
Well, we aren't married, so the pleasure has been limited.
Not married?
That's right, Baxter. Not married.
Oh. Mum's word, sir. Your secret is safe with me.
It's getting dark, Carl. You about ready?
Yeah, just about. Katie, how are those sandwiches coming along?
They're on the way.
Oh, look, Jerry, would you take charge of the basket?
Hey, you got
that? Ah, thank you, honey. Welcome. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
He's shy.
You all set, Baxter?
Prepared for anything, sir.
Fine. This is what you're wearing tonight. Wear it in good health.
Sergeant didn't say anything about dressing like a woman.
He didn't want to spoil your surprise.
If I'd have known that, I'd shave my legs.
Boy, this hamper brings back a lot of memories, Carl.
Yeah, what's it been, Jerry? 20 years of stakeouts?
It's pretty close. Drank enough coffee to want our own men's room. If you lumped all the stakeouts together, that'd be about 12,000 sandwiches.
Yeah, only now my daughter's making them instead of Margaret.
You know, Margaret never made a tuna fish salad with peanut butter.
Boy, how I used to hate laundromats. There's something obscene about watching somebody else's underwear.
You know, that was the most painful moment of my divorce. Irene got custody of Billy and the whirlpool.
Hey, come on, Baxter, let's hurry it up, huh? You're not going to the prom.
Huh? How do I look?
Like a hostess on a live bait barge.
Very funny.
I'm not getting anything on Baxter's mic here.
Where's the transmitter?
In my bra.
Chief?
What did I say?
Chief, not on our first stakeout.
You're gonna love traffic duty.
And it's microphones in my left bosom, sir.
I don't see it.
Maybe it slipped. It's kind of awkward from this angle.
Oh, come on, I get it.
Would you mind warming your hands?
Well, yeah, the tape just slipped off. That's it. Yeah, I'll button you up.
Thanks.
Yeah, I wish it was a zipper.
Sorry.
There you go. All right. Now say something.
I hope you'll respect me in the morning.
It's loud and clear.
All right. Be careful down there, huh? This guy's crazy and he's armed with a large caliber handgun, so no heroics.
Do I look like Wonder Woman?
Hey, got your laundry.
Oh. Excellent cover, sir. Looks like real dirty laundry.
Yeah. You're very perceptive there, Baxter. You got a nose for sweat socks.
Thank you, sir.
Here comes Baxter.
How's he look from a distance?
Like a woman. A woman who's used to spending a lot of time alone.
You know, it's hard to believe that there are weirdos who actually enjoy dressing up like that.
You mean transvestites?
I don't care where they come from. They're all a bunch of sickos. You know, speaking of sickos, that reminds me of a good joke Smitty told me. It seems this pansy goes into this bar, right? And he's got this big, vicious-looking Doberman pincher on a leash. So he perambulates up to the bar, and he says to the bartender, "I'll have a Shirley Temple." Well, the bartender takes one look at this Fruit Loop and says, "No way, we don't serve your kind." So the puff says, "Well, you better, because if you don't, I'm going to sick my vicious dog killer on you. So give me my Shirley Temple or else." And the bartender says, "I already told you, we don't serve your kind." So the homo whips the choke collar off this humongous Doberman and says, "Sick him, killer." Doberman goes over the bar, pins the bartender against the mirror, and goes, "Bowsy wowsy." That's Smitty. I don't know where he gets them. Well, don't you get it? Bowsy wowsy. The guy's dog is a pansy, too.
That's very funny, Carl.
Do you hear the one about the Pollock who broke his neck raking leaves? He fell out of a tree. Well, why don't the Pollocks have a hockey team? They forgot the formula for ice. You know the Polish word for airplane? What's the matter, Carl? Don't you think that's funny? Why aren't you laughing?
Well, of course not. I'm Polish.
That's why I don't like gay jokes. Because you're Polish? No, Carl. I'm gay. Carl, I'm sorry it had to come out.
Let's hop out some coffee.
Sure, let me say something.
I think that Katie put a thermos in here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. Hey, look at all this food. Are you hungry?
Not really. Carl.
Pickles. Chips. Would you like some pickles with your coffee?
No, just coffee would be fine.
Katie's a real good little helper in the kitchen. A real thoughtful little girl. And a real lousy little cook.
You sure this is coffee?
It must be. Turpentine doesn't have grounds in it. Yeah. Let's get a test on Baxter.
Lady, come back. I think you dropped your panties.
Baxter's a little flaky, but he's a...
How the hell can you be gay?
How the hell can you be Polish?
Because my grandparents came from Poland, but even if yours came from San Francisco, that's still no excuse.
Carl, I don't need an excuse to be what I am. Boy, I don't have enough trouble worrying about some nut beating women up in the laundromats. Now I gotta worry if one of my cops will be directing traffic in a tutu.
Very funny, Carl.
But, Jerry, you got a kid.
So?
So you must have been with a woman at least once.
Yeah, I was married. I had a kid. The marriage was a big mistake. The kid wasn't.
You know what I bet? You had trouble in bed, if you know what I mean. And you jumped to the wrong conclusions. Jerry, sometimes the romance just goes out of a relationship.
What are you telling me? The candlelight and Frank Sinatra singing Doobie Doobie Doo could have saved my marriage?
Yeah, well, don't laugh. When he dies, they're going to name Frank Sinatra the patron saint of making out.
I'm gay, Carl. I like being gay. I'm happy being gay. I'm a gay gay.
That's impossible. Gary, how the hell can I have a gay detective working for me?
I do my job well.
Why can't you have a normal man's problems like hernia or flat feet or constipation? Suppose you have to bust some gay guy.
Well, what do you think? Instead of reading him his rights, I'll send him a candygram?
Gary, suppose somebody finds out. Suppose the public found out that the long arm of the law has a limp wrist.
One more crack like that and you'll find out how limp my fist is.
Hey, Mother Hen. Mind if your pigeon comes back to the roost for a second? I need to use the ladies' room.
Just four or five people down here now.
All right, wave them in.
Carl, you better get used to it. A lot of things have changed. There are gay doctors, gay lawyers, gay firemen, and gay cops.
Not in my department. Well, except for you.
How can you be sure of that?
You mean there's another one? Who is it? Come on, Jerry, who is it? Is it Nelson? It's Nelson, isn't it? He's a bachelor. Plus, you never see him with a girl. That can't be Nelson. He goes with Jacobs to mud wrestling every Thursday. Rinaldi? Could be. He's nice, quiet, gentle, sensitive. He could be a philatelist. Who is it? Who's
She's the fruitcake in the department.
Pantyhose are killing me. What's the matter? I gotta run?
No, I was just admiring your outfit.
Okay, I'm just gonna slip into the powder room. Boy, have I gotta take a powder.
Is it him? Is it Baxter? Well, come on, Jerry, I got a right to know.
You know who it could be?
Who?
An older guy. Keeps to himself. Not very happy. You never see him out with a woman.
Well, who? What's his name?
Kaniski. Carl Kaniski.
You're lucky I don't hit men of the opposite sex.
One of you guys left the seat up.
You better get back down here.
I washed all the permanent prints. By the way, you got a button missing on your blue shirt.
It's clearing out down there now.
Good. That's just the way our piece of slime likes it. You want to give the wire another check?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, oh so pretty and pretty bright.
Well, if Baxter's gonna sing, you better turn it down. You know, I may be prejudiced, bigoted, and old-fashioned, but...
Don't stop, you're on a roll.
But you gotta admit that there's something about gay people that's different.
Like what?
From normal people.
Oh, you mean like Adolf Hitler? Charlie Manson, Son of Sam? What the hell have you got against gays? You know what you are? You're a homophobe.
A what?
It means homophobia. An unnatural fear of homosexuals.
Well, there's nothing that seems so unnatural to me about that. What seems unnatural to me is a bunch of grown men holding hands at some Judy Garland film festival.
Forget it. Forget it. You're never going to change. I give up.
What do you mean? What? Look, I got an open mind.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear the lobotomy was a success.
But being gay can lead to a lot of trouble. Let me tell you a story.
I know. This time the bartender says, bowsy wowsy.
During the war, my father was overseas. So my ma and us kids, we moved in with our Uncle Joey. Uncle Joey was a bricklayer. One of those strong, silent, iron-fisted types, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard without the sparkling wit.
Anyway, as a kid, I wasn't the warm, open, loving guy that I am today.
No kidding.
As a matter of fact, I was a little shy. See, I had this stammer, and the other kids used to kid me because of it. Well, there was this one English teacher named Mr. Lamette. He kind of took a shine to me, and afternoons I'd stay after school, and he'd work with me, reading out loud. So after a while, the stutter practically disappeared. Anyway, one night, Uncle Joey comes home real late, shouting about how the cops had busted Mr. Lamette in some gay bar.
Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
So, next day at school, they said that Mr. Lamette had the flu. Well, all the kids snickered and laughed. Everybody knew you can't keep a secret like that in a small town. I never saw Mr. Lamette after that.
He moved out of town?
No, he crashed his car into a tree. Uncle Joey wouldn't let me go to the funeral. He said that if anybody saw me, the whole town would think that me and Mr. Lamette were boyfriends or something. Anyway, I didn't go.
Maybe I was afraid that people would talk, too. I don't know.
Carl, thanks for sharing that with me.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm impressed that you'd understand where your Uncle Joey didn't.
Boy, you people twist everything around to your own point of view, don't you? Well, you're the one who's wrong. Everything that I learned from my Uncle Joey. It's because of him that I didn't grow up to be one of you.
Wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. Now, you listen to me. When Uncle Joey was dying, they let us kids in to see him one by one. He even died like a man. We didn't hug. We didn't kiss. He just closed his eyes and went. And I just watched him. Don't you say anything about Uncle Joey, God rest his... I gotta go to the John.
All right, now, take it easy. My money's right there in the purse. Just point that thing somewhere else.
Come on! Now that psycho's making his move! Jerry?
Look, mister, I gave you the money. That's all there is. Now, take it easy. Don't get crazy with that.
All right, please. Police officer. All right. Move slowly, buddy. And drop that piece. I'm warning you.
Look out. He's going.
Morning, Chief.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to wake you up.
Oh, that's okay. I always get up at 4 a.m. I like to see what Mr. Rogers is wearing. So, how did your stakeout go?
Oh, we got the guy. But Jerry took a bullet.
Is he all right?
Yeah, I think so. He lost a lot of blood, but his condition is stable.
Boy, it sounds like you had a close call tonight.
Me? I was locked in the bathroom.
Say what?
I was locked in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's about the best place to be when bullets start flying, yeah?
That Jerry is one hell of a guy.
It takes one to know one.
Well, I wish you hadn't put it exactly like that.
What?